Crucial to fighting Zika could be a better understanding of its origins. The word Zika, in fact, comes from the place where it was first discovered. That's the Zika forest in Uganda. My BBC colleague Catherine Bayaruhanga is in Kampala, the Ugandan capital. She's been to the Zika forest, but she says most locals have not.
First of all, when you ask Ugandans where Zika Forest is, a lot of them wouldn't tell you because this is just really a small patch of land on the main road between the capital and the international airport. So it's sort of quite forgotten. And it's just your average woodland. So you have a lot of green, lush vegetation, variety of trees, and some monkeys. And really, the monkeys are at the heart of how the Zika virus was discovered. You had scientists working there, some from the United States, Europe, and Africa. They had been funded by the Rockefeller Foundation to do research into yellow fever. So back in 1947, they were testing the monkeys, trying to see whether they had yellow fever and how it was transmitted using mosquitoes. And then they stumbled upon a new microorganism, which in turn they named Zika after this forest in Uganda.
So that was 1947, that outbreak. The mosquitoes were biting the monkeys? Is that what was going on?
Well, at the time, they weren't quite sure. All they knew was that there was a virus in the monkeys. Eventually, they found out that it was being transmitted by mosquitoes, so it can bite the monkeys, get the virus, and then transmit it to humans. But it's quite important to note that the type of mosquitoes in Uganda tend to prefer to bite animals, so not human beings. And the ones that could bite human beings live in forests where they don't really come into contact with the general population. And that's the reason why, really, according to the Uganda Virus Research Institute, there have only been 2 recorded cases of the Zika disease in Uganda over 7 decades. So that's one of the reasons why there hasn't been an outbreak of the disease in Uganda.
Yeah, so how's the news of the outbreak in Brazil, especially all the reports of microcephaly? How's that being received right now in Uganda? Are people worried that this risk might be present with them as well?
I think a lot of people here are just finding out that the disease was discovered here in the first place. It's really been sort of at the background of the research, the scientific community, mainly because the symptoms have been so mild that researchers here haven't really felt the need to go out to the population and warn them about it. So people here are just learning about it. They're just hearing about it. So we haven't got a sense of fear. And secondly, because there are no reported outbreaks in the country. So people here just think it's not really a disease that would affect them.
What about you, Catherine? Are you looking at mosquitoes a little differently today?
Well, I am because of the time I spent with the scientists at the Uganda Virus Research Institute. For example, I didn't know that Uganda has over 220 species of mosquitoes in itself. And even in these species, you have different subtypes. So you kind of do look, when I get bitten by a mosquito, I do look at it and think, oh, what kind of mosquito is this? What kind of disease would it spread? And this is a question I asked Dr. Julius Lutwama when we were in the forest. I asked him, how safe is it for us to be here in the forest? And he said, no, it's safe. We've studied the mosquitoes. We do know that the chances of you getting the virus are very slim. But the other point to mention, obviously, is the fact that now there is the potential this could become a global issue, the virus, how it's spreading. So even here, the scientists at the lab say they're going to continuously review the types of mosquitoes in Uganda to make sure that if there are any that can readily and easily transmit the disease, they're on standby to put in place measures that would prevent an outbreak.
My BBC colleague Catherine Bayaruhanga has visited the Zika forest in Uganda. She's been speaking with me from Kampala. Thanks so much, Catherine.
Thank you for your time.